Our guest speaker today is Jody Levinson, who since 1995 has been a website developer, currently based in the Seattle area, and she's president of Trout Dream Graphics Incorporated. And thanks for joining us, Jody.
Oh, thank you.
Well, since 1995, your business has pretty much evolved right along with the evolution of the Internet itself, yes?
Yeah, I started developing commercial websites, it was a good 9 months before the release of Netscape 1. So it was the very early days.
Some of our older students may actually remember that. It was a very simple interface with the Internet back then, correct?
Yeah, we basically had the tools we had to work with were Notepad and Photoshop.
A whole lot of text. Well, what have you seen over the last 10 years or so, the decade? What's been the general trend in website design going from text to what we see today?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The development has gone through some interesting evolutions and continues to do so quite rapidly. In the beginning, websites were what we would call one-to-many. It was like a brochure. Companies would have a brochure, and it was one organization or one person or one company propagating their information to an audience of hopefully many people.
Pretty much one-way communication
flow. One-way communication, right. The messages went from one-to-many to one-to-one, where they can customize it so that individual people see customized content depending on their history with the site, and the companies were able to track that information using cookies and registrations and other sorts of information to create a one-to-one relationship.
And that certainly enhanced the commercial viability of the Internet.
Yeah, I think that there was a lot of hopefulness in the early days, and a lot of hopes were realized, a lot of hopes were dashed, certainly in the dot-com boom and then bust. But I don't think, since I've been involved in the Internet, the assumption was that it was going to be commercially viable and that there was going to be a way to use it. I think it's not always been clear what's been the best way to use the Internet. And really, there isn't one way to use the Internet. It's evolved along. There's not really one web. There's so many different things going on, so many different models that there's a great deal of flexibility. Mm-hmm. And companies are expanding that every day with creative ideas that they're using to attract attention and gain trust of their audiences.
Certainly a work in progress, and we haven't reached an end point yet. I mean, where do you see where we're at now, and what are the general trends? Where is web development heading?
Well, you know, before I said we had gone from one to many to one to one, and now what we're seeing is many to many. And that's the Web 2.0 social networking that is quite a buzzword these days with sites like Facebook and MySpace. But, you know, not just those gigantic organizations. Even in small ways, small companies are able to take advantage of the Web 2.0 many-to-many model by creating communities of their site users. And they're actually able to use their site users to create content for their sites. Mm-hmm. Some of the sites I've been working on have developed communities of their users that submit articles that become content on the site. They network with each other. And it gives people a reason to come back to a site over and over again and creates an atmosphere of community and trust that the company is, you know, has created and is behind.
And isn't this a wonderful age where a fresh startup business for just the cost of hosting, which is minimal, in fact, you can even get free hosting these days, and a clever idea and a little bit of web design, and you're up there competing with the big guys?
Yeah, like, you know, the old saying, no one knows you're a dog on the Internet. You can be a small entity and look like a much larger one. One of the advantages that, aside from just, you know, your website, which is sort of like, the lobby of your building, is the ease of communication across the internet that allows people, individuals working out of their homes, to create virtual networks of people that they work with that make themselves look like they have a large staff. And they're not an official company residing in or working in one building, but they're networked across the country or even around the world, working together to provide services to their customers that they couldn't on their own.
So is that what you're advising your clients, is to focus more on this trend towards greater networking, greater activity, rather than necessarily bringing in some of the fancy graphics and bells and whistles that a website can add?
You know, I have a kind of a, I mean, I know I'm a graphic designer, and I have a great deal of interest in the way things look, but that's really not what's important on a website, these bells and whistles and features. Those are the result of a company looking at their bottom line of what they want to accomplish. You know, what do they want a person coming to their website to do once they've seen the website? And if you start there with your objectives for what you want your clients to do, or what you want visitors to your site to do, then you start looking at what are the tools that are available to move them in that direction. And if having social networking, if having an online community, if having a flash presentation, if having a YouTube subscription group, you know, whatever it's going to be that is going to move your clients towards the goals that you have for them, and also move your clients towards the goals that they have for themselves, the better you're going to do. But there's no bell or whistle on its own that has value.
Mm-hmm. Is there?
It's all in what it does for your objective.
Uh-huh. And is there a general best tip that you offer your clients along those lines? What should they be considering first and foremost as they go through the development phase?
Yes. The first and foremost thing that I always advise my clients to do is to put themselves in their user's shoes. They should know who their user is, know who their ideal client is, their ideal customer, who are the people that they want to reach, and always try and see everything from their point of view. There's so much competition on the internet, and their competition is one click away, so that if someone arrives at your site and they don't see themselves in what they see on your site, they don't see their problem, their pain, their solution right there, they don't see that you have looked at it from their point of view, they're going to be off to the next one. And the first company that they come to where they can say, oh, this company has thought about what my needs are, that's the company that's going to get the business.
Mm-hmm. First and foremost, it's a refrain heard throughout marketing courses, target, target, target. Know your target first and foremost.
Absolutely.
How about employment prospects for people who are thinking of getting into website development? Are you seeing some good things happening there? Is this a good home business?
It's certainly been a good home business for me. I've been doing it from my home for more years than I care to say. You know, any kind of a home business, I think, takes a particular kind of person, that you have to be disciplined and on top of things. But I think it does have a great deal of potential because of the ease with which you can exchange information and work with people in remote locations. I'm my own business partner is across town on Bainbridge Island, more than hours distant from where I am. We rarely meet face-to-face, and yet we do business day-to-day.
Lots of flexibility. You are in an online environment that conceivably you can do even on a sailboat out at sea.
Yeah. Well, it's easier than ever now with wireless being available. I can go out to a coffee house and sit and work from there with my laptop. I can serve my clients. You know, I have clients across the U.S. and in Europe too, who and I'm able to talk with them via Skype. There's a lot of online resources. You know, like, you used to have an office with a conference room and places to meet, a whole physical organization for sharing information.
So lots of flexibility here, huh?
There's a lot of flexibility. There's a lot of services available on the Internet for sort of a back office. And for meetings, we have a service that we use called Basecamp HQ, where we can track projects with clients. We can, put drafts of documents and galleries of photos. We have whiteboards where we can collaboratively edit documents with people all around the world. Then there's products like NetMeeting, which allow you to meet with people and share the same computer desktop for demonstrations.
It's just a wonderful age to be in business, isn't it?
Yeah,
especially self-employed, working out of your home with the flexibility, the time flexibility, which allows you to do a number of other things with your life, correct? I know you have some music happening on the side as well.
Yeah, I combine my website work with my music projects on a daily basis, going back and forth easily from one to another. I have my music set up right next to my computer here so that I can do both.
Eva Moon and the Lunatics, I know that you are the front singer in that band, popular band up in the Seattle area, and we're going to post the website for the students to take a look at. This is a good example of how you can use effective website design to promote yourself and bring in some video, some audio, blogs, lots of interactivity, great design for that. So take a moment and take a look at Jody's website, evamoon.net. We've been talking with Jody Levinson, a website developer and president of Trout Dream Graphics. And here are some additional contact information if you'd like to discuss any of these topics with her or get some more information on her services. Thanks for joining us today, Jody.
Thank you very much, Steve.